Yeah, and I guess first, can you just kind of talk about the week practice and how's it been for you guys? You guys are getting ready for the AFC Championship game.
We had a great week. You know, I think every day we improved on a lot of things, like Coach said, and that's the goal. Come in and get better and better each and every day, and I think we did a good job at it. Finally getting off the frozen tundra, which is a blessing for us. But sure, I think we improved, and you know, we're looking forward to the game.
How about health-wise? Seemed like perfect attendance today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good to have everybody at practice, especially that final day, to get things underway.
Oh, we need everybody for this game. You know, we need everybody, and we're sure they're going to have everybody as well. So that's what's important. We got all of our guys.
Some of your greatest success, of course, has been here before and after you've left. Tom Brady, is it because of that special connection and the time you've spent with him, or is it just because you're taking passes from Tom Brady?
Right, it's a little both. I think it's all the work that we put in during the week, you know, in the meeting rooms, on the practice field. I promise you, we pretty much hit everything in the playbook. We go over every obstacle. And that's what it's about. You never know when something may come up in the game. We want to make sure that we've seen it before and we actually went over it. So,
what's different about him, though, from the other quarterbacks you've worked with?
Preparation. You know, it's all about preparation and then executing. You know, it's totally different.
Dion, by the time Tom Brady and the rest of the team has reached Friday, do you see something in him after he's put in the preparation that leads you or gives you a comforting feeling knowing that we've done everything we can possibly do, dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's?
Well, it never ends with Tom. You know, it never ends with Tom. Uh-huh. This goes from the game last Sunday to him starting to prepare for Baltimore right after the game, the Houston game, and it going all the way to Saturday. You know, and trust me, we're going over stuff Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning before the game and the meetings. We're still going over things. It's always good to be prepared for an opponent like the Ravens.
And the unexpected, too. I mean, as we saw Sunday,
right?
You had Danny Woodhead go out, Ron go out. Now it changes the complexion of what you probably had been scheming to do all day. What does it say about the way this offense is able to adapt and overcome, you know, game-time adversity like that?
I think the biggest thing, Coach put us through all those things in practice. You know, even though there was a lot of plays called for Woodhead, he made sure that Shane also got a couple reps in. And make sure Ridley got a couple reps in. You never know. You know, injuries are going to happen in this game. Guys are going to miss some plays. Some guys may be tired and need a break. So, you know, Coach puts us through certain things to make sure everybody get the opportunity to go out and make those plays as well.
Dion, how big a role can an emotional storyline play? Well, actually, once the game gets going, I remember last year, you know, you're talking about Myra Kraft.
Yeah.
Being in the back, kind of riding that wave through this year for the Ravens, Ray Lewis retiring earlier in the year. Torrey Smith, his brother, passed away.
Right.
Played you guys. How big a role, once the game starts, can that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think this is based off that team. You know, if that's what's been getting them through the postseason, then that's a good thing for, you know. I think once the game starts, it's all about the game of football. You know, going out there, executing your plays. The team who's the most prepared and who execute the plays are going to win the game Sunday.
Dion, you've had some good rivalries in the playoffs with the Colts and the Steelers, but now it seems to be the Ravens are it, right?
Right.
It's your big playoff rival.
I mean, it seems like we play these guys. We played them two times this year, once last year. I mean, it's starting to become a norm now. You know, they might as well add them to the AFC East. We play them just that much. It's also good to play against good competition. You know, to be the best, you want to beat the best. And then they're one of the best defense in the NFL.
Dion, how much did Brian Daboll help you early in your career?
A whole lot. You know, not only Brian, you know, I think, you know, with the help of Coach Daboll, but at the same time, I give a lot of credit to Troy Brown and David Patton. I think those three guys collective was the reason I'm standing in front of you all, and the knowledge that I have for the game come from those guys.
Has he been a presence in practice this week?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're doing a lot of things in the meeting room together as well.
Is there anything in particular, you know, this season you've kind of learned about yourself?
I don't think I was as patient as I am. You know, I think, you know, me start in the NFL for so long, and now the role that I have, I didn't think I was, I didn't know if I can do it, and I see that I can because the goal is bigger than just me. You know, me just want to be out on the field, starting every game and contributing. I want to do all those things. But at the same time, if the coach needs me to go in on third down, then I just have to do my job. And that's just one of the things that I've learned, you know. And, you know, I accept it, and I'm going to roll with it. Whatever the coach needs me to do, I'm going to do it.
Given how much you've been through this year, mm-hmm. how much does it mean to you to be standing up here getting ready for a conference title game?
It's a lot. You know, I think this isn't our biggest goal, though. You know, trust me. It's a blessing to be a part of this game, to have the opportunity to play in the AFC Championship. You know, but the goal is bigger for this team, you know.
Dean, how has your mindset changed, I guess, from, you know, playing in a bunch of AFC Championship mm-hmm. games, from maybe the past mm-hmm. to now heading into this one, maybe cherishing a little more, knowing that you're getting older in your career? How does things change?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always do that every day, you know. I think we all got to be very thankful to play this game, you know, whether it's us in the position that we're in now or the guys who didn't make the postseason. You know, you still have to be very thankful for the opportunity to play this game, man. It's a million guys who set out each and every year to play in the NFL. There's only a select few guys who's going to make it. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I'm one of the guys.
But as you get older and the season that you had, does that change things, your mindset?
Nah.
No.
I'm always straightforward. Yes, sir. Straightforward. You know, it's a blessing, man.
Deion, you mentioned Shane Vereen's contribution. How mm-hmm. impressed were you with what he was able to do when he was called upon, especially given the fact that a year ago in the playoffs he was an inactive.
Right.
May have had his confidence a little, you know, dinged up a little bit because of it, but seemed to come back.
It may sound crazy, but I wasn't impressed. Because I see this. No, I'm just saying in general, this guy, we see this every day on the practice field. It's just all about the opportunities that guys get. You know, not only him, Ridley, Bolden. You know, given the opportunity, we know that these guys can do it. And the coaches trust that they can do it. That's why he put them on the field. You know, that's why they're on this team. Because, you know, coaches feel like they can do it once they're called upon. It's just all about getting the opportunity.
He's the guy who had the hot hand, though.
He had it. Keep giving it to him. You know, but I've seen Vereen do those things in practice every day.
Deion, back to the rivalry for a second. What are some of the characteristics of it? And is it maybe separate from some of the others that you've had with, whether it be New England or Pittsburgh in the postseason as well? Is there anything special about this one?
No, because each one of them is totally different. You know, I think at the end of the game Sunday, I'll be able to tell you that. But I think the ones in the past, you know, the Pittsburgh rivalries, postseason rivalries, all those are so different. You know, the one last year, just totally different. You know, we'll see what's the difference between this year and last year after the game.
Deion,
hopefully the outcome is the same.
You spoke about the new role you're in right now. Mm-hmm. You've seen the success that Bill has had with this team over the
right.
years. You know, can you talk about, is that what separates the Patriots from a lot of the other teams, just the way you guys plug guys into certain roles and everybody's got their limits?
Right. Well, that's the thing about this team. I think we got a bunch of guys who's unselfish, and that's what's important. I think we put the team first in everything that we do, and that's something that creates success upon the team. You know, we got a bunch of guys who probably can leave and start elsewhere, you know, but I think most of all, this is where guys want to be. They enjoy it, enjoy playing here, enjoy being in the locker room. You know, we take the coaching that Coach Belichick gives us, And we put it out on the football field. I think the way that this team prepares before each and every game is what separates us from every team, though. We good?
Thanks, Deion.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Deion.